This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room. Send me tweets and text messages during the show. Remember, head over to therealside.com. That's therealside.com, where you can take the poll, watch live, listen live, pick up the latest and classic podcast. There's a lot you can do on the site to think about it. You know,
54 years ago today,
President Kennedy was assassinated. Not a good day for America. No matter what side of the aisle you're on today, back then, or what have you, no one deserves to die like that. Not a good day. And the newsways were abuzz with information. You might have heard this one today.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
And again, like I said, you know, all day long, this stuff was going on. Any of you remember where you were when this happened? You know, that seems to be the question of the day on the Internet. And I'm not asking it because it was on the Internet. But, I mean, really, I was 4 years old. And I just gave my age away, didn't I? I was 4 years old. I remember my mother and my grandma just bawling in the kitchen. And I don't know if I was... I probably was eating lunch. It would have been the right time. I know I was eating... Look at me. I'm always eating something. But I was sitting there eating, I'm sure. And anyway, always, like I said, the news was very slow back then. Very slow. Because the original report showed or said that it was 15 minutes before the broadcast came. Can you imagine now? It'd be all over Twitter, it'd be all over YouTube and everywhere else in a matter of minutes in real time. So at the bottom of the hour, I've got Peter Kornbluh coming on. He wrote a compelling piece about the unsubstantiated conspiracy theories and the ones that still swirl around. What?
54 years ago today.
These people who think that, you know, think about how much the government cannot hide. Okay? Think about everything that's gone on and in the government and how much they can't hide. Can you imagine them keeping this a secret for years if they really did this? If they really had something to do with this? I'm not saying they didn't or did. I don't know. And I guess that's the ignorant part of me. I don't mind not knowing. I really don't. I don't have to search around for the next 50 years to find out. So I play the opening prayer from today's
54th anniversary,
from today's memorial or celebration of the life of JFK. And I know that, you know, people who don't understand and don't pray and really are into that mindset, you know, this particular reverend, this particular person, he kind of goes down the road that he's asking God or asking the Almighty or asking the Supreme Being to give us these diversities. Give us the craziness going on in government. Give us the sadness so we can learn how to reach out to people. So we can learn how to love people. It just tinged me. It bothered my wife, and then I listened to it, and I go, that's not so bad. I listened to it again, and I went, you know what? It almost makes it sound like people of faith need these things to do the right thing. Look, I don't need to have a family die of starvation before I get up and do something about it. I don't need that. I don't need the negative end result before it moves me to do something. And I'm sure there's people who aren't of faith that don't need that either. They'll move before the ultimate happens.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about the assassination 54 years ago of JFK. I mean, that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about most of the show today.
The 54 years after JFK's assassination in Dallas. And we're going to get into some of these. I'm not pushing them on you. I just don't understand how these things are still swirling after all these years. Whether it was a CIA operative, whether it was the mafia, whether it was the Cubans. I mean, you'd be surprised. Whether it was LBJ. I watched a piece the other day that almost floored me. LBJ's mistress was talking about this. And she was talking about how mad he was at the KKK. Couldn't stand JFK. And she said he came in to the hotel room the day before the shooting. And he said, you know, after tomorrow, that SOB won't be a problem. Did he know something? Again, I'm not for any of these. I don't know any of this stuff. But wait till you hear the interview. I think you really like it. I want to thank my politically incorrect posse. You guys have been great. Appreciate everything that you've thrown my way, that you send to me in emails and tweets and all that. If you want to hop up on the website, there's a lot going on there as well.
Look, I know there's all kinds of papers that recently were released on what's going on with the JFK assassination and who did what to who and who was involved, and there was a whole bunch of stuff blacked out. And if you... Corey Duncan was on the other night, and you know he's a big buff on the JFK assassination. As far as he's concerned, the CIA, the mafia, the FBI, and every other authority was involved in this. I don't know, and I'm not going to guess. If some of you have got concrete evidence, that's great. But what I'm going to endeavor to do over the next couple of segments is, you know, bring on people that know, bring on an author that knows, bring on someone who's already done all the work, if you would, done all the investigative reporting as best as you can. But I'm one of those guys I hate when you speculate. I hate when you say you know, and I say, how do you know? And you go, because I know. Somebody on the inside told me. Well, that's great. I've had people over the last 8 years on the inside tell me what was going on, and it turned out not to be true. And it didn't wash out right after they told me, or even within a short period of time. It sometimes took months for it to wash out to find out that it wasn't true. So I'm very... very skeptical and very careful not to run with something, especially when I don't know that it's true, when I haven't seen it myself. I'm even one of those guys that you can tell me you did something, I don't believe you unless I've seen it.
Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you listen to The Real Side, we'll be back with my interview about what happened 54 years ago today. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Welcome back to The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You know, I do appreciate the time that you're in the chat room, listening live, watching live, whatever it is you do to get involved in the show. And like I said, you've got to get involved. You can't just sit there yelling at the radio, yelling at the person on the other end of the radio, or if you're watching on computer or listening on computer, same thing there. You got to engage. You got to get information and find out what's going on. And again, hop up on the website, therealside.com, where you can get involved in the conversation. There's a live chat room. You take the poll. You can pick up the classic podcast. There's so much that you can do on the site. And I mean, a lot. Almost to the point where it'll take you away from the show. So don't do it now. If you're not there, wait. Wait till the break and then hop on. But, you know, this is the 54th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's death. For the last couple of months, weeks, and even as the days come, it's almost like it's consolidated. We're hearing more and more about conspiracy theories. We're hearing more and more about everybody's viewpoint as to what's happening. So my next guest is award-winning author Peter Kornblau. He's the co-author of The Cuban Missile Crisis, 1962, and the director of the National Security Archives Cuba Documentation Project. Now, 54 years after JFK's assassination in Dallas, Peter wrote a compelling piece about the unsubstantiated conspiracy theories still swirling around the president, President JFK's death. The article, The Darkest Day, appears of Cigar Aficionado. Peter, thanks for joining me this morning.
It's a pleasure to be on your show, Joe.
You know, Peter, first question is pretty, what they call a softball question, right? Why are we still talking about this 54 years later? Why is this such a big deal?
Well, John F. Kennedy was a mythical figure. He died young. He was handsome. He had a beautiful wife, kind of the future of the country that seemed so promising in the early 60s with his leadership, according to the mystique around him, of course, was tragically terminated. And at the time, it was a huge national shock for the entire country, love him or hate him. The second reason we're still talking about this is because for decades after his death, years and years, the secrecy surrounding the investigations into who killed him and why was paramount. The official investigative records of the Warren Commission, the Presidential Commission led by Chief Justice Earl Warren, were sealed. Many of the documents of the CIA, the FBI, the Secret Service, none of them publicly available. In the void of actual evidence and information, many, many conspiracy theories grew about whether Oswald was really the shooter, whether he was a patsy for the mafia or the CIA, whether Lyndon Johnson himself killed the President of the United States to become president. These are kind of encapsulated in a movie, JFK, by Oliver Stone, that reminded everybody that more than 5 million pages of documents were still secret. And then finally we had an effort by the Congress to make sure that many millions of these pages of documents were declassified. And you see over the last decade or so those documents being digested, processed into new conspiracy theories. But we are still talking about Kennedy's death and who killed him and why 50 years later.
You mentioned it yourself, and it was one of the things I was thinking about, which is, you know, we hear it was the mafia, we hear it was Lyndon, we hear it was the CIA, the FBI, the Girl Scout troop. I mean, we're hearing that it was everybody and his brother. Is it because we want to? You think that maybe as Americans we've got to have a deep, dark reason as to why this happened? It can't just be that Lee Harvey Oswald, as an operative for somebody else, made this happen?
Well, as I write in Cigar Aficionado, the American public has trouble accepting the fact that a nobody, a loner like Lee Harvey Oswald, a waif of a man, as Kennedy's biographer William Manchester put it, could commit such a crime of this magnitude. The public has always, you know, sought a kind of a better reason, a stronger force to rationalize the tragedy that occurred. And so, you know, Oswald just doesn't measure up as a master criminal unless you put the CIA behind him or the FBI behind him or Lyndon Johnson behind him or, the mafia behind him and make him some kind of patsy. The truth of the matter is, though, that when you look at it closely, the evidence that was originally gathered, flawed as the investigations were, is that Lee Harvey Oswald shot the president. He had many of his own reasons for doing that, and none of the conspiracy theories in my mind have ever presented a credible case that he was acting on behalf of any government agency or sinister criminal force.
Yeah, I think it's funny, though, some of the stats that I've seen or some of the polls that I've seen always put it's either Lee Harvey Oswald or the mafia, which I find very, very interesting that they would give the mafia that much power from within the government. And I'm not asking you to really comment on it, just to me. I just find it amazing that they really think of the mafia had that much power from within the federal government. So just a note based on some of the notes I was looking at before you and I got together. Now, give us an overall view of what The Darkest Day, your piece, was about.
My piece was about how Cuba figures into the theories, the kind of two general camps of conspiracy theories. The piece starts with an extraordinary historical confluence of events. On November 22nd, 1963, that very day, a CIA operative landed in Paris with a papermate pen that had been rigged with a secret hypodermic needle inside, and he passed the pen to a Cuban military official that had been recruited by the CIA to try and assassinate Fidel Castro. The would-be assassin said, "Hey, I'm not going to go on a suicide mission, you know, give me a sniper rifle so I can shoot Castro from a distance." CIA's own internal history says that at the very moment the president was killed, by coincidence, this operative was meeting with this asset in Paris in an assassination plot against Castro. And also, at the very same moment, 5,000 miles away in Cuba, Fidel Castro was holding a secret meeting with an emissary of President Kennedy, who Kennedy had given a message to give to Castro, saying, you know, in the aftermath of the missile crisis, it seems that we should work towards some kind of coexistence. Maybe the Cold War can be ended in the Caribbean. Let's see what's possible. And literally, they were talking about this message of peace when an aide came in and told Castro the president had been shot. And the first thing he said was, they're going to say we did it. And in fact, the first theories about how and why the president came to be shot was that Oswald was acting on behalf of the Cubans. That theory was discredited quickly by the Central Intelligence Agency, but it was a prevalent theory at the time, and it is still argued today. On the flip side, there are the theorists who say that the CIA killed Kennedy using Oswald as a patsy because they didn't want Kennedy to normalize relations with communist Cuba. They didn't want him to end the Cold War in the Caribbean or anyplace else. And so those are the two general camps of theories that put Cuba policies and Cuba itself in the middle of the Kennedy assassination.
You know, when we come back from the break, what I want to talk about, I want you to tie that first thing together. What is the significance about behind a CIA operative meeting in Paris with the fellow that's supposed to kill Fidel Castro and the president being shot? I want you to help me tie that together for the listeners.
We can do that,
okay,
because the article does it as well.
Okay, when we come back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. I won't say celebrating the 50th anniversary of JFK's death, but commemorating the 50th anniversary of JFK's death. We've had a few shows this week. We're wrapping it up with Peter Kornbluh. He's the author of The Cuban Missile Crisis, 1962, and the director of the National Security Archives. We will be back in a minute. More about JFK.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Welcome back, and thanks for hanging in with me here at The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Remember, hop up on the website, therealside.com, where you can listen live, you can watch live. Today is the 54th anniversary of the assassination of JFK, and talking to my guest earlier off-air and saying, you know, I'm just amazed at how long this has gone on. I mean, how many other presidents do we do this with, even ones that have been assassinated? And we just seem to have a real fixation on who did this. Was it the mafia? Was it Lyndon Baines Johnson? Was it the CIA? What could Lee Harvey Oswald have done this alone? Well, my guest today is award-winning author Peter Kornbluh, and he's the co-author of The Cuban Missile Crisis, Day of Pigs Declassified, 1962, and the director of the National Security Archive, Cuba's Documentation Project. And I want to thank Peter. Thank you for joining me today. I do appreciate your time.
It's an important day in our history, Joe.
It is, very, very much so. You know, we'll just regress here for a second. I was a very young man when this happened. I was born in 59, so, you know, But I do remember, I do have a vision of my mother and my grandmother just wailing in the kitchen after these events all took place. So didn't really understand what was going on, but it just stuck in my mind, if you would. You know, just remembering my mother and my grandmother being just so...
You know, for your listeners who lived through 9/11 and the shock and horror of that, that is the closest that the nation came to a similar experience witnessing the assassination of the President of the United States, John Kennedy.
Yeah.
That also was a horrible, horrible shock to the nation, and the reaction very, very similar. Tears, shock, dismay, disbelief, blanket, you know, news coverage, and a real turning point in our history.
And Walter Cronkite just about lost it on the air, too, and he was a very seasoned, you know, veteran of the news. I want to get back to a point you made before we went to break, and again, there is a thread through this whole thing somewhere, I'm sure, but one of the things I want to talk about is there a significance? Help us tie together some of these points that you're making. Why even talk about why the CIA operative met in Paris, and then why Fidel Castro himself was meeting with an emissary? Why is this all kind of tied together, or does it?
Because they reflect the two arguments of two distinct camps of theories. The first camp is that the Cubans decided to kill the President of the United States, Fidel Castro, because he knew that the President of the United States was trying to kill him. So Castro got Kennedy before Kennedy got Castro. That's the argument that the conspiracy theories make, and of course the amazing coincidence that in Paris on the actual day that the President of the United States was killed certainly has pushed that theory forward. Part of what happened is that the CIA's assassination plots against Castro were so sensitive, secret, that they decided not to share them with the investigative commission that was looking into Kennedy's death. All of that information was withheld. All of the documentation. We didn't learn for years later that this actual plot development had taken place really right on the actual day of the president's death. And when this information got into the public domain in the mid-1970s, when the Senate, U.S. Senate first investigated and revealed all of these assassination plots against Castro, people started asking the question again, could the Cubans have done this as a preemptive strike? And the CIA itself investigated it. It did its own little internal report, what Castro could have known. I write about this in the article, and determined that they didn't think that the Cubans would have known in advance and didn't really have anything to do with this plot. And I do want to make it clear that I don't think the Cubans had anything to do with the assassination of the President of the United States at that time. Quite the contrary, Fidel Castro knew for months before the assassination that Kennedy was reaching out to him through a secret diplomatic channel that had been created between Cuba and the United States, and that Kennedy was interested in improving relations with Cuba.
Okay, I know I'm taking a little turn here, but this was after the Cuban Missile Crisis. And was Kennedy reaching out to stop that from happening again? Is that why he was trying to build relationships? Was that maybe a kick up of the sand, if you would, on the beach from Fidel Castro saying, look, we're that close, we can cause you that much headache, let's work something out here?
Well, I think Kennedy emerged from the Missile Crisis believing that the Cold War was simply too dangerous for the future of mankind. And he started looking seriously into better relations with the Soviet Union. He gave a famous speech in American University in June of 1963, in which he basically called for the peaceful coexistence between the communist world and the capitalist world. And this speech, along with the initiative with Cuba, has become kind of the centerpiece of another book on conspiracy called JFK The Unspeakable by James Douglas, which has gotten quite a popular following, actually, as kind of motivations for the national security managers, the CIA, the military, to have wanted to dispense with John F. Kennedy. So that's the importance in terms of the assassination explanations of this extraordinary history.
Your mindset is such that the Cubans had nothing to do with this. They'd have no reason to do it, if you would.
They had absolutely no reason. They certainly, Fidel Castro is smart enough to have known that this would have been a suicide mission of his own to have killed the President of the United States. And more importantly, one of the facts that has come out on Bursary is that Fidel Castro secretly met with a member of the Warren Commission investigating the President's death and said as well to the Warren Commission, you know, I didn't have anything to do with this, and I don't want to see the speculation that Cuba was involved turn into some argument for invading Cuba again.
Wow. Can you imagine back then with everything going on, every little lead coming in, and already preconceived notions as to who might do something to the President of the United States? This just must have been, I don't even know how to explain it, but there had to be some chaos behind this, even in following up all those leads and trying to come to an end result with all of this and keeping Cuba.
Well, that's true, but you know, when you get right down to it, there is basic elements of evidence, and that is the gun that shot the President, the bullets that shot the President, the fact that Oswald was seen at the sixth floor window with that gun in his hand. He bought that gun from Sears Roebuck. All the documents were available. Ballistics showed that that gun, that rifle, killed the President. People in the building and outside the building saw Oswald shooting at the President. He killed a police officer only a few minutes later after the assassination, just before he was arrested. Even though he himself was killed, and this has, of course, heightened the conspiracy sense around the Kennedy assassination,
That's right. Before he
could confess, you know, the bottom line of evidence is that he did this. Now, whether, you know, he did it by himself then becomes the issue of vast speculation, but there's never been any credible evidence other than he acted alone. One can actually think, though, that he was politically motivated. He was a kind of leftist wannabe. He defected to the Soviet Union, married a Russian woman, come back. He was trying to get himself to Cuba at the time that he shot the President. And it's clear that, politically speaking, he thought thought he was doing Cuba a big favor by shooting Kennedy, when in fact he changed the course of history, not only years after the Kennedy assassination, but also still 50 years after, you know, a continuing hard, aggressive policy towards Cuba that might have been changed by John Kennedy had Oswald not shot him on November 22nd, 1963.
My guest right now, award-winning author Peter Kornbluh. Peter, where do people find out, you know, I mean, you've got several books to talk about, but where do they find these books? Do you have a blog? How do they find out more about you?
Well, I work at this interesting place called the National Security Archive, which sounds like it's the library of the Central Intelligence Agency, but in fact, we are an anti-secrecy, pro-declassification organization in Washington, pushing for the declassification of secret documents. And we've gotten many, many documents declassified on Cuba policy, including the CIA's official history of the Bay of Pigs. And we have gotten many documents on Kennedy's secret initiative towards Cuba at the time of his death, and you can see those on our website, nsarchive.org, for anybody who's really interested. Just go there and search for Cuba, search for Kennedy, and you'll find these documents. And so I'm working on a history that's going to come out next year of the entire secret history of dialogue between Cuba and the United States, and the Kennedy chapter is truly one of the most fascinating stories.
Well, Peter, you know, again, I the declassification stuff just always befuddles me. Like, you would think the government would want us to have some information, but apparently not. And so guys like you are out there, you know, beating the bushes, getting us your information. I always appreciate that because I always tell my listeners, hey, you got to be informed. You can't just go spouting your mouth without information and that kind of thing. So, again, Peter, thank you for being with me today. I appreciate your time with me.
Thank you for having me on this extraordinary day in our history, Joe.
So really, with all the information you've been hearing and seeing and over the last few months, I've told you guys this before. I am not a conspiracy nut. I'm not a conspiracy person. I'm not an Agenda 21 person. Do I believe the government's got some things they're not telling us about? Yes. Do I think the government could hold all these secrets, whether it's Area 51, UFOs that have come visit us and you know, had coffee with us, that we have aliens? And yeah, you should hear some past shows when I've had people call in. That we actually have aliens in the White House, in Congress. I mean, we got some wax in there. I'm not so sure about aliens or what have you. But again, you know, don't just listen to what people say. Do a little bit of your own research. Seriously. I mean, take the time to figure out what's going on. Take the time to look into these things. Take the time to make sure you're just not spouting something you heard on the radio, that you're not spouting a party line or a group line or a religious line. I've always been through that. You know, take a few minutes today to remember what this day is all about. You know, this year it happened this fall just before Thanksgiving. Give it some time, though. Give it some thought. Explain it to your kids. They have forgotten these days. I'm Joe Bassini, the host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Always a pleasure to know that you're listening, paying attention, wanting to get involved, because that's what you do want to get involved, right? And if you don't want to get involved, I don't know what you're listening to me for, because that's all I do is yell at you about not getting involved, don't I? Because I so much believe in it. But we'll get back in the next segment, the next hour, actually. We'll get back to the assassination of John F. Kennedy and, you know, some of the other thoughts behind it. Talking about the comedian Liz Winstead, who's hosted a telethon, to raise money for abortions. Now, look, if you want an abortion, shouldn't you have to pay for it yourself? Why does everybody else have to pay for your mistake? It is not a condition. It's not like you got cancer all of a sudden. It's not like somebody hit you with a car and you don't have enough money to pay your medical bills. This is the other part of this. There's absolutely no responsibility for anything that you do to yourself. Nothing. Everybody else needs to be financially responsible, mentally responsible. It just infuriates me. So the act, she really lays in the Republicans. But the thing I love about it is in her rant, she says she calls them babies. Why doesn't she just write it like it should be written, huh? We're trying to force women not to kill their babies. because they don't want them. That would be so truthful, you couldn't even argue with it. She continued her rant. Conservatives accuse liberals of pushing the nanny state, but there is nothing more controlling and paternalistic than restricting the decision that women, especially low-income women of color, can make with respect to their own bodies. Exactly what the conservative blacks are saying. They're pushing, aiming at, working with low socioeconomic families. A majority of them happen to be black Americans, okay? They want them to have abortions. Why? Because they can't handle the baby? Because they can't work hard? Oh, God, you know what? Do I have enough time for this? Yeah. Because one by one, millions of American women have been standing up for, speaking up for comprehensive reproductive justice. Comprehensive reproductive justice. Like, equal immigration justice, equal this justice, equal gun rights justice. I mean, is this crazy or what? Does this just get worse and worse and worse? Reproductive justice? Here's reproductive justice. When a woman can't have a child because she doesn't have enough money, you know, something happened to her, whatever it is, and she can't have a child, maybe she doesn't have enough money, maybe we can help her out with a medical plan that helps her conceive. How's that? That's what real reproductive health is. Not killing it after the reproductive system worked like it was supposed to. She said, but that's all. That all is including the right of all women to have abortions if they choose. She must, you know, it just... Now, a recent poll showed that only 26% of women, or of Americans as a whole, think that abortion should be legal under any circumstances. Only 20%. This is the group that keeps pushing on us about us being out of touch with the rest of America. Apparently they are. They think we're lying about the other 74%. The Daily Beast has produced MRC fodder before from proclaiming that the women that in vitro is a blanking good alternative. What they're saying here is you should have in vitro if you want to have kids. Yeah, you don't need men, because all they do is get in the way. They want you to make decisions that you don't want to make. You should have total control of your life, your men, your women, your kids, your non-kids, your aborted kids, whatever. It's just nuts. All right, so I went to a function, 99.9% bunch of Democrats. Yours truly was the 0.1%. Because I love doing stuff like that. I get the biggest kick out of it. And I went the first good part of being there, I listened to people talk. I wanted to see how they communicated with each other. And I got to tell you what, I felt like I was, I felt like I was in a room with a bunch of drunken professors. They knew all the words. I'm not so sure they knew the meanings at that point. And everything was about how you said and what you said, not the meaning behind what you said. Which goes back to the hypocrisy, where they want to help the downtrodden, but they don't really help the downtrodden. Look, if you're not well educated, you still have feelings, you still have things that you need. You may not be able to get them across properly, but anybody with a lick of sense can figure out what you're saying and what you need and how much help you need. But there was a lot of word games going on there, which I thought was quite interesting. Now, there were a couple of people that really were shooting from the heart, really believed what they said they believed. They may not have known how to get it out of their mouth, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. Sometimes people don't know how to say something. I do it all the time. Okay? It's just amazing. So I sat there and listened to them, and then I started to engage. And we got in a discussion about rich and poor. What's rich, what's poor? What it came down to in the conversation was, if you have more money than I do, that's the standard now. You're rich and I'm poor, just because you have more money than me. But the poor guy has more money than somebody else below him, doesn't he? So then he's rich, and the guy below him's poor. You see, this becomes a whole bunch of relative/circular conversation. One thing is always relative to another thing, relative to another thing. You can never get out of the conversation that somebody else is poorer than somebody else, making that person rich. You can spin their heads off with this stuff. But the thing I said that got a few eyebrows furled up, and I think even some had smoke come out of their ears, was we started talking about opportunities and this kind of thing, but we came back to, listen, I get the same amount of money you do. Right? Human A and human B. We both get the same. We work at the burger factory. We're both working together. We're getting the same amount of money. 2 years later, you're broke. You still can't get a car, but I got a car, and I got a stereo. I got blankets for my bed. I actually have pillows now. I'm not going to the club every Friday and Saturday night. I don't need a new pair of clothes every week to wear out to the club. I don't have to fill my tank driving all around the place looking for a good time. So, you know, forgive me for saying it this way, but I don't piss. I'm not the guy pissing away my money. That's why I have some money in the bank, and I have a car, and I have this. And you don't have. That doesn't make me rich, and you poor. That makes me. We'll start it off this way. That makes you an idiot and not able to handle your money. You're not disciplined, and I am. And it boils back down. Yes, I did say that. It boils back down to personal responsibility, right? It boils back down to you doing what's right with your money. Your emergency, your inability to take care of yourself is not my emergency. I don't even care if you're my child. It's not my emergency. So I just find that stuff extremely irritating. And one of them knew they got to me because he started back at me and he said, well, that person has more opportunities. No, you don't. Look, they took advantage of more opportunities. They worked harder at something. They worked through it. I said to them, I said, you're right. I would take care of more advantage of more opportunity. Okay, I'm going to get up before you get out there and get the work before you do. I'm going to get the cream of the work. I'm going to go to the field earlier than you do so I get the better fruit than you do because you can't get out of bed. Why? Because you're up too late playing video games. You're out with your buddies drinking. See, you took the opportunity. That was a negative result opportunity. I take the opportunity. It's a positive result opportunity. But everybody gets opportunities all the time. It's what you do with them. And then what you do with those opportunities afford you other opportunities. If you can't save a nickel, if you have no money to save anything, or you haven't been saving, and you know you had the crash like we had a few years ago, and you don't have the money to buy those homes that bottomed out. See, that was an opportunity to take advantage of a situation, and if you don't have the money, whose fault is it? It's really, look, that's all it boils down to. And it doesn't mean you can never come back from it. And I was saying to him last night, don't tell me, and that's what he tried to tell me, was that people, you know, who are in lower socioeconomic areas, you know, the ghetto, as we used to call it, they don't have a chance. That's a lie. Larry Elder, a talk show host, good guy. He came out of poverty. I mean, think of all the people we know that came. Whoopi Goldberg, like her or not, came out of poverty. She took advantage of the opportunities that the state had for her, that the federal government had for her. She did not move into the welfare state. She took advantage of it for a few minutes and then booked out. Okay? So I hope that some of you lives out there that are listening to the show because you're trying to catch me saying something, I hope there's smoke coming out of your ears. Because a person living in a crap hole of an apartment can move into the mansion. Got to get out of the apartment. Got to work. Got to work twice as hard. And you may have to work a little harder to prove that you're better than the other person. Yes, I said it. Better than the other person. Better at flipping burgers. Better at customer service. Better at talking on the phone. Whatever you're better at, you can be better than somebody else. Look at the Olympics. You don't get the gold for being the same as everyone. You get the gold for being better than the bronze. Silver. You get the silver for being better than the bronze. You get those three medals because you kicked butt on everybody else. Because you were better than everybody else that showed up. Do they feel bad? I hope so. I hope the ones that lost feel so bad that they actually work harder like they're supposed to. Try harder. Push harder at the event so that they can win. I want them to win. Eventually, I want the loser to win. That's how you build character. I'm going to go back. You know what? I should have won that. I did this wrong. I should have won that. I'm going to push harder. I'm going to work harder. Do you know what I'm saying? This is encouragement, folks. This is not negativity. If you're on the left, it's negativity. But this is encouragement. You get better at something by doing it. You get better at something than somebody else because you've done it more than them. You've looked at better ways to do it. Look, there's been plenty of inventions that have been cleaned up by somebody, made better by somebody, and that's how they make their million. Okay, enough of that. You know, look, in the next hour, the CEO of Liberty HealthShare is going to join me. Just kind of sharing some of his Thanksgiving Day thoughts. We're also going to do more on the JFK assassination, considering it's the 54th anniversary. And I almost hate calling it an anniversary, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not a celebration, people. But you need to know, kids in your
your kids, your locals need to know and not forget what took place that day. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?